Chapter 8. Claire didn't attend the ceremony. Almost everyone in the community did every year. But each facility needed to leave someone in charge, and Claire had volunteered to stay at the hatchery. The birth mothers, the vessels, were exempt, and so Claire had not attended the two previous years either, and now she found that she didn't have much interest in the two-day event anymore. The naming and placement of new children was always first on the program, so that the infants could be taken away and cared for during the remaining hours and wouldn't be disruptive. Claire would have wanted desperately to attend the ceremony if her own child, Abe, she was trying to think of him now by the name she had overheard, were to be given to a parental pair, but it would be another year for him, and she had little interest in watching the placements of the others. Neither did she care much about the matching of spouses. Like Claire, most people found the matching boring. Important, of course, but with few surprises. When an adult member of the community applied for a spouse, the committee pondered for months, sometimes even years, making the selection, matching the characteristics, energy level, intelligence, industriousness, other traits, that would make two people compatible. The spouse pairs were announced each year at the ceremony and shared a dwelling after that. Their pairing was watched and monitored for 3 years, after which they could apply for a child if they wished. The assignment of the new child, when they received one, was actually more exciting than the matching. Thinking about it as she wandered the halls of the empty lab, so quiet and unoccupied today, Claire found herself wondering suddenly if she would be able to apply for a spouse. As birth mother, she had not been eligible. But now? Rolf, her co-worker, had put in an application and was waiting, and so had Dimitri, she'd heard. Could she? She wasn't old enough yet, but when she was? She didn't know. The regulations for ordinary citizens were so clear, so well-known, so carefully followed. But Claire's situation was unusual, and she had been given very little information when she was dismissed and transferred to the hatchery. It was as if they had lost interest in her. They. She wasn't even sure who they were. The elders, the committees, the voices that made announcements over the speakers, like the message this morning. Please gather at the auditorium for the opening of the ceremony. She glanced at the time. It was late morning now. The spouses would be paired, the new children named and assigned. Soon there would be a lunch break with tables set up and lunch packets distributed outside the auditorium. Then they would reconvene for the beginning of the advance in age and the rituals of growing older. The younger children were presented in groups, all the sevens, for example, receiving their front button jackets. The nines brought to the stage and given their first bicycles to great applause. Haircuts for all the tens, with the little girls losing their braids, and then the sweepers coming quickly to the stage to remove the shorn hair. But the advance in age ceremonies usually moved quickly along, to applause, and some laughter as well, because every year someone burst into tears for one reason or another, or felt compelled to show off on the stage and did something foolish. Claire had participated in those rituals throughout her childhood. She didn't mind missing them now. The ceremony of 12, which would begin on the second morning, was always the highlight. Here was when the unexpected could happen, as the children received their life assignments. It had always been fun, watching the assignments given out. Until her own, of course. Well, it was in the past, but she was happy not to be there today, in the audience, watching as other young girls heard that they too had been found fit only to breed. It seemed odd, the silence with everyone gone for the day. There was not much really for her to do. She was simply required to be there to be certain nothing went awry. But everything, the temperature in the labs, the humidity, even the lighting, was carefully calibrated and controlled. Claire checked the screen of her computer periodically for incoming hatchery messages, but nothing was urgent. She glanced through a window at the supply boat that was moored at the dock. It had arrived at a bad time, with the ceremony taking place. They would have to wait 2 days before they could unload. Probably, she realized, they'd be happy to have some time free of work. She wondered what the crew was doing on this unexpected vacation. She had watched them previously, and heard them, lifting and stacking and carrying and directing. Their clothes were different. They didn't wear the loose-fitting tunic of the community, and they spoke with a slight accent, an inflection that was unfamiliar. Claire had never been curious about those from elsewhere. It was part of the contentment she had always known. Here had always been enough. Now, through the window, she stared at the heavy-laden moored boat and found herself wondering about its crew.